Right, I'm on Portland Place. Just come out of Broadcasting House, my home for several years, certainly during my working life, as well you know. And every now and then I'll get the opportunity to show someone around and wax lyrical for literally minutes on end about how great the place is. But I never get the chance when I'm out the front and the diesel engines of the bus surround me to actually talk to them, record it for posterity and ask them what they thought of it. What did you think of it, Richard?
I thought it was absolutely amazing. Being particularly a Radio 4 listener and having trawled around the Radio 4 continuity suites, in particular meeting Rory Morrison, who is one of the continuity announcers, that was a highlight, obviously, no disrespect to yourself. It's amazing, amazing.
But
you do go away, seeing as I do my own show and my own podcast, and thinking, I need to buy some new gear.
I don't see that. I really don't.
Because you're a techie.
I guess I am. And what I know is, although the knobs are a little bit shinier and there are a lot more LEDs on there, it's actually the same kit as we've got at home that we make our own stuff on. And actually, the sort of divide between the haves and the have-not, the hobbyist and the professional, has narrowed so much. It's narrowed more with audio than it has with video.
Yes,
I mean, you can buy an HD camcorder now, but it still hasn't got the... You know, you probably haven't got as quality a lens, you haven't got as much quality on it, on your pickup.
No, the chip won't be as big.
But let's face it, anybody can record CD quality audio now. We passed on the stairs of Palomine up from BBC Seven, who records a podcast with his mates. And basically, it's all them sitting around having a natter. And, you know, they've got a 200 quid microphone interface, a couple of little microphones, and it does, you know, and they can make something that, okay, isn't Radio 4 quality in content.
No. But what is nice is you go into a room that is quiet.
Yep.
I mean, my beach hut where I do my show isn't quiet, and I deliberately advertise the fact that it's a beach hut because if you hear anything, you know why.
Kind of. Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not trying to pretend it's in a studio.
Yeah.
The only problem it becomes an issue for me is if I'm doing a piece that I want to play in and it wants a voiceover, I want that voiceover to be in a quiet room rather than from the beach hut.
I do see your point, Richard. I mean, I'm just around the corner from Luton Airport, so if an aeroplane takes off halfway through recording something, I have to either sort of stomach it and say that's the way it goes, or do it again. But if you consider that I was listening to you and yours the other day, and they had a whole segment of somebody talking about the phone-in, about all the stuff that was happening in the phone-in room, not in the studio, because it adds some authenticity to the sound. So
yes.
A dead studio, not necessarily what you need. What you do need is the ability to be able to clearly present what you want to present. Background noise, I think people tend to get a little bit hung up on.
No, I don't mind the background noise if I advertise the fact that it's a beach hut, because then people want to hear seagulls, the seaside noises, lorries coming to Morrison's.
And the rain
falling on the roof. Yeah,
that
all adds to it. But I was very impressed with the BBC tour. And,
thank
you very much for
50 pence to go. I'm happy to take anybody around, and if you come out conscious in the end, you get your money back.
You didn't say anything about 50 pence. I'm sorry, you misled me there. I'm going to have to run quick for a bus.
That'll be 50 pence then.
No.
Where have you gone? Sorry. Richard, come back.